Pichu here. The last 3 months I have been out of sync of my routine, which in some ways is a pretty decent compliment to how I have done my routine for the last 3 years. I have without a doubt been noting a very strong Fendon shadow. In the darker truths of life, I am not sure it is wrong to feel a part of myself wanting to go heterosexual. Even my goals of being sissified and being defined by erotic humiliation may be better achieved by being heterosexual as real as subdom goth sex, and how to be a lower hierarchy actual geek is such a pussy boy even if I spent the rest of my life single. For me to go heterosexual is not giving up on my goals or dreams, much rather just caving into self-honesty of lust and what my fantasies have been defined by for several years. As the walls are closing in, there is little hope, yet somehow a very naive part of myself believes in the femdom dominatrix fantasy of adult baby and diapers, or just erotic humiliation of being such a loser squid in itself. I am a psychonaut after all, and misadventure is adventure. I am sure in every gay person's life comes the serious question to whether there may be more. It would be very unexciting, as with much chaos magics, that I really am just heterosexual, and as this femdom sissification vision just is exactly. I have found such in the past with other chaos magic. You do not practice chaos magic as much as it sort of chooses you out of the blue, and weirdly subdom humilatrix has been swelling in my heart. Of course, if nothing else, I could be just bisexual, or as the Kinsey scale, just a gay person exactly. I have learned from past explorations of the Church of Satan especially that the truth is what is written on the pages of your heart, meaning whatever may exist really is truly defined by just the force that took you there in the first place, and the rest isn't all that meaningful. It is not that being a gay person was a mistake. Much rather, over time the pages of what such forces meant as real as subdom and erotic humiliation explain that truly really am by no means heterosexual. Much rather something else better understood as a submissive. This may be bisexuality's view entirely. My heart above all else desired to be sissified, and I followed that vision so far that I may have found my home to what truly sissified actually truly means. A part of my heart psyche really is a femdom submissive, which such honesty may in fact be weak or more timid than being a gay bottom and surrender like a housewife to a boyfriend ever was. You must be warned, I am a technological shaman, and a gay bottom breaking through to the pluralism of femdom reality is no small achievement. Much rather many more pages unfold and written between lines of this may be the very meaning of my life itself. My femdom lover rides me in fashion much like a boyfriend, yet a reality that is exceedingly more humilatrix. They do not shame me, blame me, or judge me for having been homosexual. Much rather they understand my submissive realities, and that I had never ever walked away from honesty or passion. Meaning to be heterosexual actually is to be gay, and my heart knew its home and that something was wrong. In the depths of my heart I always following a girl that was leading the pack. A person that I had based myself on. A girl I in many ways may actually be. And as I talk to stuffed animals, I have no other vision than I am very big Fluttershy special needs adult baby diaper lover furry of the furry fandom, and have no other interest than talking to stuffed animals. Yet, when I get sexual, it always her there, speaking into my ear with fantasies of male chastity belts and other subdom and frequently verbal humilatrix. My pleasure and desires I find could easily fit into femdom subdom, from strap-ons to the irony hyena like goth girls I borderline base myself on could be the very same sort of people I could possibly be dating. As the Solomon seal is breaking, I cannot longer get through the world without somehow being something stronger. The world has me in a corner. I can evolve or die, and quite truly I am dying. For years I was doing this as a subconscious meta-plot, slowly fostering heterosexual natures of a submissive nature, and opening the forbidden inner doorway. Over time girls need to learn to be more assertive, and this sissy person has become such a big sissy person that the world has backed me into a corner. The dagger of the rogue has been tossed by my side, and the doors of great and almighty underworld have opened. I injected myself with forbidden science and DNA because I simply need to live on. Being sissified knows a pluralistic reality of many natures. This is Project Satan, and who I am is the adversary. Teach me the forbidden nature of your ways, so that the fairy may know wings and that we need to cower and fear no longer. Day has truly turned into night, and this is Lair of Night's salvation.
Here is the axis of time, where all times cross.
Apocalypse seems bent on mastering time itself, and has persuaded some of the most powerful mutants on Earth to help him.
Time is motion, and motion and thought are unity. Two aspects of a single power that is beyond comprehension to all but myself. That is why certain psychics can see into the future. The mind can transcend time.
You still haven't answered my question, Apocalypse. What happens next?
Puff the magic dragon lived by the sea.
Each generation has cried out for a new world. Bat has built the same old one, corrupt and weak. But the new world shall come to pass.
You understand, my friends, nothing is forever. As day turns into night and transform us into the creatures of the night, as the world darkens, even the most sissified come to mirror the taint of the world. This is the path of the truly sissified, the weakest, most timid and docile soft among us. Cocksuckers above all cocksucking, and the honest truth, the sissy world is the left. Hand path hours is the forbidden ways. As I curl up in weakness and conflict, the erotic humiliation grows, just as the terror of the night before us.
What is that monstrosity?
Monstrosity!
What you see before you is the first of a new species.
Don't worry. I'm sure it'll be all right.
Who said... Who are you?
You mean... You can see me?
Can't I?
You're a you, aren't you?
I'm... What?
A you, like me.
Where did you come from?
I'm a Fraggle. I live behind that hole.
As I dwell between worlds, I remind myself misadventure is adventure. As the world darkens, I need the power of my own evil, and the nature of subdom submission and sissification takes many forms. Sexual magic is a thing we draw power and inspiration to find inner peace and mold our lives. My lover never knew I was girl, seeking to manipulate me, working with my animus and shadow. Yet strangely, as a technological shaman and gay bottom, my kingdom is as large and my armies are just as great. I weave with the forces of magic and powers of interworld with the same nature and former life I might have gone to embrace science. My heterosexual nature is my own. Great research and exploration came to find its vision. I am the ruler of my own inner world. And despite male sexuality is a thing of weakness, its raw energy can be a thing of amazing sexual power. It is our fantasies that define our lives, and the manipulation of the animus is aggressive and coarse more than enough to reveal the intent. Project Satan is the journey of the underworld, and within the underworld knows the reality of my shadow and forbidden natures. And as you seek to manipulate, you uncork a genie from the bottle, the devil within, the yin to my yang. And as I get visions of Ravenloft from Dungeons and Dragons, even vague pictured outlines of mind flayers, I can see that my long departed shadow is with me. In deepest truth, Clive Barker is a gay person. The Hellraiser box may be the solemn seal on his own heterosexual nature, and I am the pinhead demon that had always been buried inside. The darker power of the feminine I had long always possessed, yet in choosing to be rainbows and homosexual had no care for such Halloween-y worlds. Yet now that we are here, the powers of heart and soul in hand, and the occult mystic truths of a million hidden things, my dear, I am a witch. As feminine as any power you possess, with an accent of darkness all to my own. For I am the world of talking to stuffed animal sexual submission, and this is my hell. And with true honest effort, it could be yours.
Send forth that messenger of voluptuous light.
And let those obscene vistas of my darkest desires take form in future deeds and deeds. To the House of Harlots, unshamed of the animals that live in each of them. Lust and live, sweat and desire. To all the pleasures of the night we revel.
The lust of Satan is within you.
Chua, nasty little rodents they are.
Of course you can't deny the buggers are brilliant at what they do. If it can be built and it needs to hurt people, the Chua are the ones for the job. And it's just unfortunate that the furry little fiends are certifiable psychopaths.
Only the most idiotic of idiots shall possess my magic cheeses. Unless thou provest thine stupidity in a battle of witlessness,
I shall eat thee.
Hello, hey, listen.
I will make my last wish. I wish for you to have a heart.
Do this, Sam.
I know. It's all wrong. By rights, we shouldn't even be here. But we are. It's like in the great stories, Mr. Fertile. The ones that really mattered. Full of darkness and danger they were. And sometimes you didn't want to know the end. Because how could the end be happy? How could the world go back to the way it was when so much bad had happened?
Here I'm a king, and there I'm a clown.
joke a lot is so much fun. It's impossible to feel down. Heir to the throne, I'll be the ruler of laughs. I'll be the funniest king that they've ever had. I feel so at home, but I miss my friends. What should I do? Will I be happy in the end? If I never go home, I become a king. But if I go back, it's the same old thing. Should I stay or go? Do I say goodbye to all my favorite bears? I just can't decide.
Do you see that? One hour. That's how much longer you've got to be alive. And it isn't long, my pretty. It isn't long. I can't wait forever for those shoes. My feet are itching. I'll be back in exactly an hour to claim what is mine.